Today's devotional is based on Jeremiah 16, verses 1 to 21, and it was written by the Reverend Deborah Ivanovich. My house of cards was beginning to fall all around me. 15 years of leading ministry in the church was going to disappear to a temporary supply because I could no longer make it through a celebration of worship without running to the bathroom. 6 months had gone by. Months spent suffering pneumonia, whooping cough, a strep infection, the indignity of always hiding behind a bathroom door, before someone was able to put a name to the problem, Crohn's disease. All these infirmities left me stranded on a couch, under a quilt, staring at the ceiling. No television, no reading, no music. Just biding my time and drug trials until I was so emaciated that, unable to walk, I entered the hospital in a wheelchair. The cards kept falling. Crohn's disease is supposedly an inherited disease, but my genome could not be identified in any of my ancestors that I knew. It was hidden in the very distant lineage only to be shaken awake in my body. Probably due to the stress of pastoring a church in crisis. In the next 14 years, there would be surgeries, transfusions, IV drugs, breast cancer and radiation, and more surgery. At least twice, there was no assurance I would make it through the night. But I did, with the power and might of God. God's power and might, seen in the faces of those who prayed when I could not. Felt in the hands that ministered to me through each new hospitalization and home recovery. Heard in the voices of those who pulled me out of the mire of self-pity. Inhaled in the fragrance of each new health professional who saved me. Worshipped in my expressions of thanksgiving for all that God had restored in my life, for just being alive. God's power and might, restored in those who call on God's name and abide in God's hands. God's power and might, a whisper and a bellow. God's power and might, made available for all God's people who trust and believe. God's power and might, lived out in the life and death and resurrection of God's Son, so no one who calls on the name of God will be lost. Let us pray. God of all that is behind us, of all that surrounds us now, and of all that is yet to be, we shake off the fear of life without you and discover during this season of Lent that you gift us with the power and might of Christ in the center of all life. Amen.